morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to Fountain of Living Waters podcast, and I'm so excited to have you here. So guys, this episode is episode 36, and if you've not listened to other episodes, do well to go back and listen to them, and you'll be greatly blessed. And if you've been blessed by any of my podcasts, please do well to reach out to me and tell me what God is doing in your life with my podcast. I'll be glad to share. So today's topic is mercy at the feet of Jesus. So during the week, I was just like going through my journal, and I was like, okay, Holy Spirit, what is the topic for this podcast? Because I had no idea. So a few days back, okay, so you know, it came and said mercy at the feet of Jesus, and I tried to, like, you know, go through this topic in my head, and I'm like, mercy at the feet of Jesus, what does it mean? Okay, like, I'm so aware that yes, Jesus is a merciful one, God is a merciful Father, you know, but mercy at the feet of Jesus, it's trying to like say something to us, and I'll give like I'm gonna like explain some of the things that, you know, I got from this topic, and I feel like God wants us to hear about today. So now, mercy is the more like an act of forgiving someone, you know, when you're in a position to forgive someone. And you know, when we pray, we ask God for mercy, we ask God for forgiveness. You know, there's sometimes that we do some things, and you know, it's more like it's not intentional. We don't even know what we're doing something wrong, and we're like, oh God, have mercy on us for the things we know we did are wrong, and the ones that we don't know, like, we just ask for mercy in general. So mercy is the act of, you know, someone is in position to forgive you. But mercy at the feet of Jesus implies two things, and I won't like go through it today. Now, when you say at the feet of Jesus, there are two things that happen when you ask God for mercy at the feet of Jesus. Number one thing that happens there is, before you can get to the feet of a person, you have to kneel, or you have to like go down. Okay, so at this point, you are dropping all your pride, your ego, you're surrendering everything at the feet of Jesus. You're giving it all. You're humbling yourself. That itself shows humility. Okay, and it's something I want to show you guys in 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. Popular verse of scripture, but we need to look at it in depth. Now, 2 Chronicles 7 verse 13 says, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and restore their land. So now, you see how this promises is linked to humility, okay? And what it takes for you to humble yourself is dropping your pride, your ego, and coming to the feet of Jesus. You know, most of us, we just like, we want the promises, the good promises in the Bible. Oh, Abraham, blessings are mine, Abraham. We want so many good promises in the Bible, but we fail to see the duty we have to do, the task we have to fulfill before we can get to these promises. Now, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. So for you to be humble, for you to, you know, surrender everything, you have to more like come to the feet of Jesus. Okay, during that process, you are kneeling, you're bowing, you're coming down. So guys, from where I stopped, I said 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14 implies that one has to be humble at the feet of Jesus in order to get the promises in this verse. Okay, and the promises are like great promises. When he said, I will hear from heaven. Now, what humility does when you come to the feet of Jesus, it makes heaven open towards you to make God forgive your sins and to restore your land. And land in a sense is not just where you stay. Land is also like your life. It restores you, like there's this restoration that comes when you humble yourself at the feet of Jesus. That's one. And two, in the process of mercy at the feet of Jesus, there's something that happens. You bow down, okay? Your face is on the floor, you're asking for mercy, you're asking for forgiveness. At that point, there's genuine repentance, okay? Some people actually during this process, they cry, they will, like, to just give it all to Jesus at his feet, you know? There's this genuine repentance that happens when you're bowing down. This will lead me to three Bible reading. The first one is Hebrews 4:15-16, and I'll quickly read it out loud. Hebrews 4:15-16. I read, "This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of them, all of the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and there we will find grace to help us when we need the most." You know, I actually want to read this verse 16 again. It says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, okay, and we will find grace to help us when we need the most." Now, let's be practical. When you're coming to the throne of an earthly king, what do? You bow, right? Now imagine you come to the throne of God, you bow. At that point, you're surrendering, you're humbling yourself, and it's genuine repentance. Trust me, you receive his mercy. And that is where you'll find grace, you know, to help us where we need the most. Because even our high priest, Jesus Christ, he faced all of this testing, yet he did not sin. So if you want the grace to overcome all of this, all you have to do is go to the throne of your gracious God and receive mercy. And that's it. And that's just it. So the second Bible reading is Ephesians 2:4-6. And it says, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we're dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead." But God is so rich in mercy. Like, God is so rich in mercy. If whenever you feel like down, like God has forgotten you, or God hates you, or God, no. Always remember that God is so rich in mercy. And he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he still gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. God loves you so much, and his mercy in abundance. All you have to do is come to the gracious throne of our God and ask for mercy, and he'll give you the grace to overcome everything you're going through. So lastly, I would want to, you know, go through this story, Luke 7:36-50. I'll read a few of the verses and I'll just explain what I think happened in that scenario. Okay, so Luke 7:36. Now, this is the story of the immoral woman that came to Jesus. You know, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume, and you know, she knelt at his feet and she was weeping. Now, something happens when you come to the feet of Jesus. There's repentance, you're remorseful, there's humility, you're surrendering everything. And she kept on kissing his feet and putting perfume on his feet. Now, after everything that happened, Jesus saw the heart, the genuine repentance, the remorsefulness, saw everything, and he said, "I told you," but in verse 47 says, "I tell you, our sins, and there are many, have been forgiven because of she came to the feet of Jesus." with full repentance, and our sins are forgiven. So guys, what am I saying today? You have it. You have what you need. All you have to do is come to the feet of Jesus and be genuine and ask for mercy. And he's going to give you the grace to overcome whatever you're going through. So I pray for everyone listening to me right now. I pray that the grace to genuinely ask for mercy at the feet of Jesus be given unto you. I pray that God in his infinite mercies, in his rich and infinite mercy, bestow them upon you. In Jesus' name. If you've been blessed by today's episode, please reach out to me via any social media and do. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp. Those that subscribe to my Telegram, reach out to me and tell me how blessed you are. I'll see you next week. Bye.